Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, April 10th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 236,000. That's how many jobs the U.S. economy created in March, according to new data from the Labor Department. It was the slowest pace of growth in over 2 years, and an indication that the labor market may finally be cooling down. The number of jobs was about 4,000 less than economists forecast. The unemployment rate dropped slightly, hitting 3.5% and beating consensus estimates, according to FactSet. It was the second month in a row that job growth slowed, as rising interest rates, high inflation, and concerns around a recession slowed hiring. The new data included revisions for the jobs figures from January and February, indicating that job gains so far this year are a bit weaker than previously thought. Still, the labor market is considered very stable. The March report had some bright spots, including the fact that job growth was broad. Leisure and hospitality, government, professional and business services, healthcare, and social assistance all grew. The labor force participation rate, which is the share of Americans working or looking for work, hit 62.6%. That was the highest level since before the pandemic and indicates that more workers are looking for work, and that can help limit wage inflation. Wage inflation is still something economists are watching. Average hourly earnings for March were up 0.3%, slightly faster than the previous month. Annually, wage growth has slowed to 4.2% from 4.6% in February. The latest data on the labor market is in line with what the Federal Reserve has hoped to see amid its rate hike campaign. The central bank has hoped they might tamp down inflation by limiting labor demand instead of forcing companies to lay off staff. The March data indicates that may be possible. The next number up is 5. That's how many periods in a row loan demand declined. That's according to a monthly survey released last week from the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. According to the report, loan volumes also fell, largely because of a sharp contraction in consumer loans. One of the reasons? The bank collapses last month. The survey was completed March 21st through 29th, following the March 10th collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The subsequent failures of Signature Bank and Credit Suisse, as well as the downgrades of several regional banks, has contributed to what one survey respondent called a, quote, crisis of confidence in our banking system. And that has some economists and investors worried about the possibility of a so-called credit crunch. That's a sharp and sudden slowing in lending and could tip the U.S. into a recession. But it won't necessarily happen. Last week, the president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank was skeptical about the prospect, noting that only roughly 20% of lending is going through the banking systems. Even less goes through smaller and regional banks. So a pullback there alone might not be enough to push the economy into a recession. Our last number is 62%. That's the share of employees ages 18 to 24 who were participating in their company's 401k plan. That's according to a new study from Vanguard. That was up from just 30% in 2006. What's behind Gen Z's interest in saving for retirement? Well, it comes down to a law from 2006. The legislation paved the way for the broad adoption of auto-enrollment in retirement plans. Under the plan, workers are automatically enrolled and have to choose to opt out if they don't want to participate. Back in 2006, 11% of the plans in Vanguard's study at the time offered automatic enrollment. That's up to 50% of the plans 15 years on. For plans with voluntary enrollment, only about a quarter of Gen Z employees participated. With automatic enrollment, that share rises to nearly 90%. And it's not just the participation that improved. Younger workers are now more likely to hold an appropriate investment mix than they were 15 years ago. That shift comes as the result of widespread adoption of target date funds as the default in retirement plans. Those work by adjusting investment based on the investor's projected retirement year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, April 10th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.